Welcome to episode two of the Bruce Bearcast.
We had a fabulously fun time creating.
We had a fabulously fun time creating and sharing our first episode. And we're hoping they continue to get better and better over time.
Sounds a lot like the expectations.
Sounds a lot like the expectations we have for our
getting
students.
Better over time.
Getting better over time.
Remember, continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection. You will not get better at something.
You will not get better at something.
And take
if
a risk.
You don't take a risk, try. Speaking of taking risks and trying, that's exactly what I was thinking when the idea of a school podcast came to mind. I wasn't always one to dive right into new things. I'm still a pretty picky eater, but I have challenged myself to try new things, which has led to many new and memorable opportunities.
During this episode, we will look further into the idea of continuous improvement. We had such a great response to the first episode that many students have come forward with more ideas for the show. And guess what? We might as well try them out and see how it goes. So, without any further ado, let's bring on our first guest. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Hi, thank you.
How you doing, Leah?
I'm doing great.
So we've been talking about continuous improvement. How do you feel? What do you feel is something
to
that
the show,
you
Leah?
Continuously improve
Hi, thank
or
you.
A
you
good
doing?
Idea for actually
great.
Improving yourself.
So we were talking about
I think a good way to
episode.
continuously improve is setting goals for yourself.
Yes, there
and
Is there something recently that you maybe did that for?
Maybe on some of the tests I've had. Okay, well, I want to get this mark, or like even in general, being like, oh, well, I want all my grades to be above this level, so I'm going to do this to do that.
So when it happens sometimes that maybe you don't get a good grade, does it bring you down, or do you just want to improve that?
It does bring me down, but it does make me also want to work harder to bring it back up.
How about we talk
good.
About
so
this
goal
in the past,
setting and trying to get better?
Yes.
Perfect. Another question I have for you, because I know we talked about this in the past, was what is your favorite time of year?
My favorite time of year. Well, I'm kind of stuck between summer because I love my cabin and going to the beach and stuff, but I love Christmas.
Yeah, and being you said Christmas to me before. What is it about Christmas that you like so much?
I love, like, on Christmas when everyone's, like, together and we get to, like, sit in a circle and open all of our gifts, which takes, like, hours. But not even, like, me opening the gifts, like, seeing other people, like, see what I got them. And then we also, at my house, play bingo on Christmas, and it's super fun.
And especially this time of year.
So a really important part there is just being together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like cozy on Christmas when it's like
great.
Yeah,
I totally agree. And I will go back to something we said in the first podcast, and that was actually being back at school and seeing people. How do you feel about that? Is it better?
Oh, so much better. Something I will never say is I want to be homeschooled. I will never say that again. Before COVID, I was like,
Friday, so that counts.
Homeschooling, now I will never say that.
Of course.
Yeah, it's good to be around people, right?
Yes, definitely.
And even more fun this time of year where we have activities and stuff going on.
Yeah, so much more fun, the sports and all that.
So in other words, that one
practice. Awesome. And how are you feeling about grade 8?
We'll probably beat you.
I don't want to go to high school.
I don't think so.
It seems like there's a few grade 8s that I've talked to recently that say the same thing, but high school's not that scary.
Don't even want to think about it.
Don't want to. Well, you have lots of time with us still, so don't
worry about it. The only thing I'm excited to go to high school for is sports. And being able to drive a car.
And well, let's go into the sports thing. You were on volleyball.
Yes.
You were quite the star in volleyball. But for some reason, you think you're going to beat the staff at volleyball next week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You're going down.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll see. Should we make a friendly wager?
Help you win? Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, yes, we should.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're going to do a vote.
Part of that would be that you have to do really well at tech.
I always do well at tech.
True. So maybe I shouldn't do that one.
No.
Money? Just kidding. We won't do money.
Yeah, I'm going to give you all my money. So much you can pay off your mortgage.
Well, maybe we'll just do a friendly one, and we'll just see who wins. How's that sound?
But I still want some of the chocolate.
Well, we'll see about that, maybe.
You mean yes.
Okay, so you also are going to interview Mr. McNeil, is that correct?
Yes, yeah. I am.
And we're hoping he's going to be in here right away. I think he's just dealing with something, and hopefully he comes back here and is ready to go.
Yep.
You have a bunch of questions ready for him?
A few. Yeah, a few.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And do you think he's actually going to answer all your questions? Or?
Yep.
I keep getting this ding in the background, and it's really bothering me.
Oh, all your emails.
Yeah, I know.
Famous.
I know, I am, hey? So like famous. I did the first podcast.
Yeah.
So famous.
Famous.
Yeah. Not really, people.
Not really, okay.
Not really.
Now I'm here with Mr. McNeil.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I am really good. How are you, Leah?
I am good.
Thank you guys for having me on the show. Right, let's get to this.
So we have some important discussing to do.
Oh, this sounds serious. Okay. Putting on my thinking hat.
About next week, I heard we're going to be having a teacher-student volleyball off game.
No, actually, it's going to be more accurately described as a teacher beatdown on the students' volleyball game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what we're calling it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already predicting it right now.
Yeah.
Are you playing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're going down. Oh. You think you're going to win?
Well, I know, first of all, I know the scorekeeper, so that always helps.
Who's scorekeeper?
Someone who needs my help in getting better marks. So,
oh, well,
it's
that is not happening. Okay.
Yeah.
So you used to work at a high school.
That is correct. Actually, I've worked at a few high schools.
What's the difference between high school and middle school? And do you like it better?
You know, I have to say, I'm going to be brutally honest here, just so you.
Yes.
You know that. So I spent 25 years at high school.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep. 25 years at high school. That's a long time. And actually, I guess 24 and a half, splitting hairs, whatever. And I've been at the old Silver Heights Collegiate. Then I went to John Taylor Collegiate, went to Westwood Collegiate, Sturgeon Heights Collegiate. And then I came to Bruce. And that whole time, as a high school teacher and a high school administrator, I thought that's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in high school, coaching, teaching grade 12 biology, and that was my dream. I have to say that in the 2 years that I've been here, I was so wrong for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
How does it... now I regret 25 years of my life. No, and I really mean that. I've had so much fun and learned so much in the last 2 years that I've been here at Bruce. I have loved it. I will happily retire from here if they'll keep me here.
I should pipe in there, too, and say 18 years as an elementary school teacher. And... I'm very excited and happy to be here. I cannot believe it's actually the break coming up already.
I don't want it to be yet. The year has gone by so fast.
Exactly.
Yep.
Feels like yesterday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What's so different about being in middle school than Is it like the mindset of the kids or the atmosphere?
I'd say it's a mix of many different aspects that, yeah, it's definitely the mindset of this age group versus high school. Mm-hmm. I love that at this age group, students are still wanting to be students. They're good with still being kids and not trying to pretend to be adults and have that. At high school, there's sometimes a sense of apathy, you know, like, I don't care anymore, or yeah, I'm too cool for this, or they're really hyper-focused on marks and grades, getting into university, getting a job, you know, exploring themselves, which is fantastic. But there's not that kind of group sense and wanting to be a part of something bigger unless you're on a sports team. And it's harder to, in some ways, harder to generate some, what's the word I'm looking for? Hard to generate that collective mindset within the students, partly because it's also a much bigger school, so everybody's going in many different directions. There's a lot more moving parts. I also just find that it's a lot more fun. We can have a lot more fun at middle years.
Yes, it is.
Right? Absolutely.
And I haven't even been to high school. You said something about coaching. What did you mm-hmm. coach?
I coached track and football.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I missed coaching, so I'm glad to be back in coaching. I'm coaching basketball this year, the Tier 2 boys basketball. So I'm glad to be doing that again, because it's just another way to connect with students. And yeah, it's also
fun to be a part of a team.
Yeah, right?
Well, it was nice having you on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Taking your time.
Anytime, anytime.
Podcast jokes for Sarah and Cadence to laugh at it in their middle school reunion. Woo!
Okay, go.
Okay, first joke. Why did Billy get fired from the banana factory?
I don't know.
Because he kept throwing away the bad ones.
Wow, Billy sounds like a really smart kid.
Yeah, he got C- on economics. Yes. Anyways, how was your trip to France?
I tried to sue the airport for misplacing my luggage. I lost my case.
I hope the case was very expensive.
Wow, rude.
That was really bad. Let me tell you a real joke. What rhymes with orange?
I don't know.
Boy. No, it doesn't. Because, get it? Because what doesn't rhymes?
Oh, wow. Orange? You're so funny, Sarah.
Thanks for the compliment, I think.
It wasn't a compliment.
Okay, silence.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Says.
Says who?
What do you mean, says who?
Says me. Jessica. By the way, singing in the shower is fine until you get soap in your mouth. Now it's soap opera. Get it?
Ha 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 ha. Very funny. Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
Why?
It was too tired. Get it? Like, two tires on a bicycle.
Silence. I kind of hesitated for a sec. Anyways, I've been studying a lot of math lately because I got parents, you know? And I want to say something to math.
Because you got parents.
Yep. Dear math, please grow up and solve your own problems. Thank you.
Wow, you're really using your manners in that sentence.
Thank you.
Speaking of math, I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2. She said nothing.
Wow, Cadence, your dog is very dumb, like my siblings.
My dog is very smart.
Silence. I declare silence. I mean, demand silence. Anyways, speaking of siblings, I really hate it when my sibling says, "Are you listening to me?" Such a random way to start a conversation.
Yeah, my siblings do that too. And last, but the best joke, drum roll, please.
Okay, that's enough. What sound does a monkey make when it explodes? 1, 2, 3.
Ba-boom!
And that's it, Bruce. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for our second episode. We will strive to continuously improve our Bearcast and make each and every episode better than the last. Special thanks to our guest interviewers, Leah and Mr. McNeil. And another special thanks to the comedy stylings of Sarah and Cadence. I'll leave you with these final words about our theme this week. Remember to think of ways you yourself can continuously improve. Take a risk. Try something new. When was the last time you did something for the first time? I'm Mr. B. Stay frosty, Bears. We'll see you next time.